from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shot the other way in the left. Nimmo got a great jump, and it's off his glove. It kicks behind him. It's sitting behind the tarp. Mullins will come in to score. And then Young throws down to third, throws it away. It's off the tarp, backed up by Nimmo. Here comes Mountcastle. He scores. Throw to third, not in time. It's an absolute mess.
And they're going to go home.
Play full of wild throws and boneheaded mistakes, and the Orioles get two back. M-E-T-S mess. It's 9-5.
That is a great call. At least when things are not great for the Phillies, we can always count on the Mets to make us laugh. I mean, last week they invited Hawk Tua to throw out the first pitch.
They've been having a rough one, man.
Yeah, and now last night they're throwing the ball all around the field. We're broadcasting live today.
Hawk Tua night is crazy.
Oh, it's wild. From 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. You know, I mean, the Mets aren't terrible, right? They're still in the race. They're a couple games back of the Braves. But they're always good once or twice or three times a season for just like, all right, it could be worse, right? We could be the Mets.
Yeah.
With
Like, it's been like a history of that, though. Like,
it's always the Mets.
Yeah, it's like I feel bad for Mets fans because, well, not really. Let me take that back. I don't feel bad for Mets fans. But they've been a part of an organization that has had some tremendous lows over the last couple of seasons. I'm not going to say the highs. They had some tremendous lows over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, they're the living embodiment of sports of the George Costanza. Every instinct they have is wrong. Like, everything they do is wrong. Last night on the field it was. And that was funny. And it made me feel better seeing and hearing that after the Phillies. So the Phillies lose last night. Tonight, they're in Atlanta for game two. Interesting results here on one of our Twitter poll questions. Do you trust Aaron Nola tonight? I do. Hugh Douglas does. I think Nola's had a fine season. Kyle said he was mid or below mid or whatever he called it.
He is.
He's average mid.
He's better than average.
He said above mid.
He's better than average.
We coined a new phrase.
I mean, he's not a great pitcher, but he's better than average. At least I believe so. Do you trust Aaron Nola tonight? Yes or no? 52% yes, 48% no.
That's not a lot.
It's not.
A lot of people see what I see.
I feel like we're going to fight about Aaron Nola until he's done for his career, and he's going to end up as one of the five greatest pitchers in Phillies history and have a good career and mostly be reliable. I just think he's had a pretty good season. I think he's been better than last year.
He's going to piss everybody off in the process because he's going to allow backbreaking home runs like he always does. He's going to give you about 4 runs a game.
He's not giving 4 runs. If his ERA is 3.46, he's not giving 4 runs a game.
No, but like, you know what I mean. Like, this is sort of, I think if you get away with one of those home runs being a solo shot, then like you're lucky. Like, Aaron Nola is going to let up a home run tonight. You just have to hope it's not a back-breaking three-runner or something like that. Like, that's what he does. It's the reality of Aaron Nola.
I think we have a thing with, I mean, he does do that sometimes. I think we have a thing.
He does it all the time.
Well, but you know what? For some reason, the bad Nola nights stick in our mind. And the seven innings, two runs, which, how many times do you think he's done that this year? Three or four or five?
He's let up 22 home runs this year.
Okay. But
that's so many.
Right, if you get a chance, try to see how many times he's gone seven innings, two runs or less. I bet it's close to a handful. And I don't even know if I can remember those games. I just know he's done it.
I mean, like, here's my whole thing. If I'm going to pick one guy between him and, say, Christopher Sanchez, I think Christopher Sanchez's ceiling is higher. He's thrown two complete game shutouts this year. I mean, when his stuff is on, his stuff is on. Like, Aaron Nola's ceiling is like one, two runs.
I don't know about that, though, Kyle.
Yeah, it's true. Sanchez has shut down stuff.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think between the two, I think in this situation here, I would probably trust Nola more.
Dude, Nola throws up meatballs.
We'll see Sanchez tomorrow. By the way, it's six times. He has six starts this year of seven innings, two runs or less.
Congrats.
Those are dynamite starts.
He has 22 home runs given up. That's way too many. And if they're not solo home runs, then guess what? You have a hole to climb out of.
To be fair, the more innings you pitch, you're going to give him more home runs, right? Like, that's part of it, too. If you go six or seven every start, you're going to give up a home, right, but, some home runs.
But hold on. Christopher Sanchez goes pretty deep into games, too. He doesn't let up nearly as many home runs as Aaron Nola.
Well, he's more of a ground ball pitcher. I mean, you're right. I mean, he doesn't.
I'm just saying, I think the ceiling for a start is higher for Christopher Sanchez this year than Aaron Nola.
Well, get ready for this. I mean, we're going to have ourselves this debate leading into October. Who should start game two? And then we get to throw Ranger back in the mix, Hugh. Coming up, he'll start Saturday. All right, quickly, we'll get back to the phone lines. And we know people want to jump in to try to make it into the Fantasy League. Quickly, what about the idea of bringing Hector Neris home? We talked to start the show about the bullpen, obviously the Alvarado thing last night. Hector Neris was released by the Chicago Cubs. I believe he goes to waivers. Mm-hmm. So someone could claim him. You know, it starts with the team with the worst record all the way up to the best. So the Phillies are going to have one of the at the end of the line, right? Because they still have one of the best records in baseball. So I don't even know if he's going to get to the Phillies. I would claim him on waivers. I mean, I was a Hector fan when he was here. Now, he's not quite as good now as he was even a few years ago in Houston when he went to the Astros. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, last night, Hugh, we heard Topper say he didn't want to bring that kid into that situation, so he let Alvarado. They could use another veteran major league reliever instead of a kid that we're not sure should come into a game with the bases loaded. I would bring him back.
He got cut from the cup.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oops. He did get cut from the Cubs.
The Cubs?
Are you saying that's a bad sign?
Well, I'm just saying. But again, I mean, the Cubs, though.
Well, okay, so but they're kind of looking towards next year.
Yeah, they're looking to the future.
And they wanted to bring up a young guy.
Okay.
I don't think it was so much he's terrible. I mean, he has a 3.89 ERA. It's not good, but it's also not bad, right?
I mean, I probably wouldn't be I wouldn't be against it, but I guess now you're looking at you know, like clearing waivers. Well, clearing all the teams that you have
right.
to clear.
And he might not get to the Phillies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would bring him back. If Hector reaches them on the waiver wire, I would bring him back. All right, Jay in West Philly wants to talk about Bryce Harper. Oh, of course he does. What's up, Jay?
Hey, was you serious about Rojas being the Schwarber?
Yeah, he bats in front of him, right? Nine in front of
no,
one.
He wasn't,
are you serious?
He was joking.
Wait, hold on a second. What are we discussing?
Yeah, who are your partners, Schwarber or Hugh Douglas? You work with Hugh Douglas.
I don't understand. What is the debate?
Big commercial with Schwarber.
Hold on.
Now you're taking up that ball.
Hold on a second. As always, Jay comes in with no facts. All right. So we're talking
about. You do a commercial with him, right?
Not with him, for the beer. So hold on a second.
Oh, for the beer. Okay.
Hold on a second. It's for the brewing company, not him. Okay. So hold on. The last caller said that Schwarber's hit most of his home runs with nobody on base or one guy on base. So my point was, yeah. Because the guy that hits before him, which is Rojas most of the time, doesn't get on base. How is that?
He hit a grand slam last week, right?
Because Rojas got on base.
On base in front of him, right?
Right then. But
so if those better hitters up at the top of the lineup, so-called better hitters, then you want to blame Rojas for it. If they get on base, so Schwarber can still hit with people on base, right?
But they bat after him.
Yes or no, Joe? He could hit the swing the bat with people on base, right?
Only if the 7, 8, and 9 got – do you not understand? Hold on. Do you understand how a baseball lineup works? The 7, 8, and 9 hitter come up before the 1 hitter.
But you tell – those are the $300 million players. So if they get on base in front of Schwarber, Schwarber can still swing, right?
No, they – what are you talking about? They get up after him.
Answer the question.
No, it doesn't make any sense. They get up after him.
Can he swing the bat with people on base?
If the 7, 8, and 9 hitters get on base, am I in outer space here?
This is a joke, quite frankly.
That's your beer partner, so you gonna stick up for him.
I gotta stop. I just want to make sure. No, stop. I need to make sure we all understand how a batting order works in baseball. Trey Turner gets up after Schwarber, and Harper gets up after Schwarber. How do they affect him hitting with guys on base?
Is Trey Turner better than Rojas?
Yes.
Is Bone better than Rojas?
Well, yeah, why ask a question
if
we all know the answer?
Is better than Rojas?
Yes, what does that have to do with this?
So they should be able to get on base, right?
But they get
you
up.
You want to blame Rojas for anything. Those $300 million players should be able to get on base.
I'm done.
For Al Kaline.
I'm done. You don't get all right, go ahead, Jay. What do you want to say about Bryce?
That should be the question there. Do you believe in the pandering? Leave Aaron Nola alone. Do you believe in the pandering, dude?
Pandering,
you know, we got any hits against Atlanta, our top competition?
No, none. He does none.
Oh, okay, none. Yeah, all right. But y'all want to blame everybody else in the city for everything else.
I blamed Harper to start the show.
No, he did.
I've been on Harper the whole day.
You won't blame your drinking, buddy, will you?
I said all the star players.
Hold on,
all
Joe,
the star players.
Hold on, Joe. You and Schwarber be drinking together?
No. I would tell you about that.
They got to drink the beers, the promotional beer.
Hold on. You had a beer with Schwarber?
No, I never have.
You had no beer with me in a while.
We had a beer.
You got to watch him.
We had some shots down in Atlanta, too.
You got to watch him.
Look, his loyalties is to Schwarber, man. Look, they cut
Jay, you don't even know how the lineup works. I'm losing my mind over here.
He will not blame Schwarber for nothing. Schwarber can only swing the bat when ain't nobody on base, I guess.
Didn't he have a grand slam last week to win a game?
Exactly, Joe, that's what I'm saying. People was on base. You had to have people on base. They hit a grand slam, right?
Yes, and who was on base? The bottom of the order. The bottom of the order got on base that
now
night.
Now it's the bottom of the order, the people that don't get paid all the big money. The panderers up there, they get paid.
I'm gonna stop before I lose my mind here. do you realize Trey Turner literally can't be on base for Schwarber? It can't happen.
He can if he bat fourth or fifth where he belongs.
Well, but that's that he doesn't. He doesn't bat those
Why?
Places. Because what that's is, the way they do it.
He got 28 home runs with 29 RBIs.
What makes you feel old? Because this conversation is making me feel like I'm on death's bed. Jay, what do you got?
Scott Jr.
Who? Rod Jr. makes you feel
already
old.
Said, get lost, Jay. Oh,
well. they
right, I'm out. I
think Jay. Jay
am I the crazy
on.
One? Or it's like
no, Jay knows how to push your buttons, man.
But it doesn't even make any sense what he's saying.
No, but it probably doesn't. But Jay knows how to push your buttons.
Probably doesn't. He's saying that Schwarber doesn't get knock those guys in. They hit after him.
Jay waits. And he calls in when he know he can push your buttons, and that's exactly what he does.
Jay will point at the sky and tell me it's green and tell me I'm the crazy one. And the grass is blue.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. He said, that's your drink.
Kyle, I can't handle it. I
he is a lot, man.
He is beyond. I mean, that was the.
He said you'll drink.
I mean, we had a caller 20 minutes ago who made the case Cal Stevenson, who's been in the big leagues 10 seconds, to hit leadoff. That last caller made the Cal Stevenson point seem like it was the right idea.
You and Jay basically just did like an Abbott Costello routine where you were going in circles, where he just straight up wasn't understanding what point
does
was.
Does he get it, or does he get it?
He's picking with
I
you.
I can't tell with him sometimes, honestly.
Yeah, he's definitely picking with you.
I can't handle it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.